Hello, Film Club. I'm working and I'm driving around. I don't have time to write a post in response to Brandon, so I'm booing it up. Killer Joe, spoilers to follow. Brandon, I give you some points. I was generalizing about noir. There are specific examples to contradict what I wrote, but I don't think that invalidates what I say as being generally correct. And I mean, as far as Killer Joe goes, I'm hung up on the sexuality of it. I think is I'm bothered by the portrayal of a, you know, mildly mentally retarded young woman being sold into sexual slavery and her enjoying that, and then all of that being played for laughs. I guess I just think it's inappropriate. And not funny. And at the end, it's a twist. It's not that these guys are getting their comeuppance through her. She's trying to protect her brother, and things just go wrong again. In classic noir, things going wrong way. Also, we've hashed this out a bunch of times, but I've never insisted that every film needs to have a moral, you know, like an Aesop's Fable or anything. But I've argued that all narratives inherently do operate from some sort of moral standpoint. There's no neutral, no neutral position. And I don't like Killer Joe. Like I told you, I do enjoy parts of it. I enjoy Matthew McConaughey's performance especially. And the father, I can't remember who plays him. I can't think of his name, but that's good stuff. Anyhow, I'm running out of time, and I probably shouldn't be doing this while driving anyhow. Maybe Ben will get involved now that it's gone to boo. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.